just out of curiosity, how many of you this morning, when you got yourself out of bed, thought to yourself, you know, today I'm going to get up and I'm going to do myself some sinning? Anybody? Good. The reason that I ask that question is because there isn't a single time, I believe, where we as human beings made in the image and likeness of God make the decision that we're going to be purposeful in sinning. It usually happens by accident. And the reason that it happens by accident is because oftentimes we lose sight of what is most important in our lives. Clearly, the most important thing in our lives is our God. And if we were able to focus and stay oriented towards our God, we would have a difficult time sinning. We celebrate Mary, blessed among women, because Mary was that one human being who constantly kept herself oriented towards God, focused on God, and constantly asked herself, what is it that God is asking of me? And it's because of that ability to focus on God that she never lost sight of the value of God and therefore didn't sin. What do? To distract ourselves and disorient ourselves away from God. This season of Advent, we try to be focused. Our focus is on a preparation for the celebration of Christmas, a memory of Jesus Christ, God the Word, being incarnate, becoming just like us. But our focus is also on Christ's promise that he will indeed come again. And so as we enter into the season of Advent, oftentimes we get disoriented. We begin looking at Advent as not as important as that season of Christmas. And oftentimes within the season of Advent, we lose sight of the value of that season because our orientation is toward the celebration of Christmas. But today, I want to invite you to reorient yourselves. Reorient yourselves to our God. This is why we're here. This is what we're about in this place. And if we're able to reorient ourselves towards God, it's going to make it so much harder for us to sin. And if we listen to the promise of the scriptures, Jesus Christ promises that he is peace. Losing sight of God, ignoring God's presence in our lives, invites us to lose sight of peace. And so in this season of joyful expectation, let it be our expectation that God is indeed present in our lives. He became present by the Word becoming flesh, but he also becomes present in the bread becoming flesh. And we come forward to consume that bread in order to be reminded in a tactile way of the very real presence of God in our lives. And so, with just a few days left in this season of Advent, I invite you, as you come forward to receive Christ in the Eucharist, to ask Christ to always turn to us and make us turn to him so that we can be saved and we can recognize and value the true presence of Christ, who is peace.